Welcome to Rock Solid Devotional, a moment to start your day.
Wretched man that I am. Wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord. So then, I myself serve the law of God with my mind, but with my flesh I serve the law of sin. Romans 7:24 and 25. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life has set you free in Christ Jesus from the law of sin and death. For God has done what the law, weakened by the flesh, could not do, by sending his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh, and for sin he condemned sin in the flesh, in order that the righteous requirement of the law might be fulfilled in us, who walk not according to the flesh, but according to the Spirit. Romans 8, 1-4. We love role models, someone to look up to, someone to imitate. It would be natural to see the Apostle Paul as a great example of someone who had really arrived. Outwardly, he had attained perfection, but inwardly, he knew otherwise, because he described himself in Romans 7 as wretched man that I am. How true for him, how true for us. Always waging war with a mindset that continually wants to sin. Why was it important for Paul to write this? Aren't we supposed to be saints? True believers? Perspective and reality are always important. The reality that everyone must wrestle and wage war against that never-ending desire to sin. It seems unwise to battle with no understanding of the enemy. What about perspective? One of the necessary postures of our heart is that we should live with continual gratitude. If there is now no condemnation for us, why feel condemned? This need not be if we realize the power of faith and the reality of God's salvation purchased for us by Christ's death. Paul was well aware of his never-ending propensity to sin. Even though he hated it, it turned his heart to a deeper love for God's wonderful grace. How about you? Do you rest in his great and wonderful salvation? Are you defeated by your sin or energized by gratitude and hope? Paul makes sure his readers know the solution is not fighting the flesh to overcome the flesh, but rather to live a spirit-filled life, holy and continually surrendered to and empowered by the Holy Spirit. Dear Lord, you could have left me wallowing in my sin. You had no obligation to forgive and save me. Thank you for making me aware of my sin and of your great salvation through Christ. Throughout this day and every day, I need your Holy Spirit to give me wisdom and strength to live the new life you gave me. Thank you for your promises and mercy that are new every morning. Amen.